need your help to settle a hot take that was just shouted out here in the studio. Producer Justin believes that the leftovers from Easter are better than leftovers from Thanksgiving. True or false?
True. Make the statement, all right? Support this hot take of yours with facts. That's what I need.
Okay, so they're both terrific. I'm not disparaging Thanksgiving leftovers one bit, but I like Easter fare because it's a little lighter. I like the leftover ham sandwich. I like leftover fresh vegetables. I have asparagus. I have some roasted sweet potatoes and celery casserole. I have fresh walnuts and herbs and all the things that spring brings. It's not too heavy. I can make a little ham slider with a little bit of leftover pineapple to put on there, get a little bit of that mustard, and it's delicious. If I have a turkey gobbler sandwich left over after Thanksgiving with the potatoes and the cranberry sauce and the stuffing all together, I'm in a coma for another week. Mm-hmm. I can still function on my day with a nice Easter leftover, plus all the hard-boiled eggs. I can make egg salad. I can do anything with them. I can put those on my salad. It's terrific.
I agree.
Listen, you know what? I mean, they're all good facts, all mm-hmm. right? You know, definitely talking in my ear, this is right in my wheelhouse when you start talking to me about food and taking it easy. Maybe for me, it's scheduling, right? Because with Thanksgiving, it happens, you know, end of the week. Mm-hmm. You get the days after. Besides shopping, my demands are low. So I can eat and I can take a nap at that point. Right now, I mean, Easter was 2 days ago. If I try and go home and take a nap on a Tuesday, it's not going to work.
Yeah, you know, so I have a different kind of take because I don't have ham on my Easter table. Except, you know, my family's from Italy, so that's not a real thing.
Sure.
But we have lasagna, mm-hmm. and lasagna is the best heated up.
Well, that keeps.
And my mom had to make three different lasagnas this year because, you know, we're a family of weirdos. So my sister is a vegetarian, so she had to make a vegetable lasagna. We had to make a regular lasagna for all the regular people. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gluten and dairy free because of the celiac.
Sure.
And she had to make a special one for me this year. And I told her not to go through the trouble, but I wanted her to go through the trouble.
Right.
And it was the best decision ever because nobody wants my gross gluten-free dairy-free lasagna.
No.
So I have an entire sheet to stuff my face for the next 5 days.
I was going
to
say, how many days do you get out of that?
Well, I mean, it's big. Like, it is 5 days worth, and I'm going to use it every single day. And because we don't do the ham, we do a lot of meats. And you know how moms are, they overbuy everything.
Oh, yeah.
I took like 4 packages of lamb chops home that I'm going to put on the grill at some point. All good leftovers.
Mm.
Plus all the kids in the family, they don't like the black licorice, like black jelly beans. And so they give them all to me. And that's my favorite.
You could have mine too.
You know what? You were doing good right until then.
Until then. Like nobody right. wants that.
And it's over! For the first time in 37 years, the Wolverines title.
Michigan beat UConn 69-63 to win the NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship last night in Indy.
And that concludes Anna's sportscasting coverage
Thank goodness.
No more terms for you to memorize or try and use in a sentence or anything like that.
So I watched the entire game last night because if UConn won, my husband's bracket was going to win $2,800.
That would have been nice.
It would have been really nice. And in my pool, also where my husband made all the selections, he had Arizona winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in first place this entire time until Arizona went down in the Final Four over the weekend.
Okay.
And it was so disappointing because there were so many ways for us to win. And then when the game was over and I realized that we had won $0.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When I watched the game, I don't watch any of the games. But all I kept thinking is, Michigan's got the tallest dudes I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really, really big team. Yeah.
They're so tall.
Really big team.
How do you compete against guys that are 7'13"? You can't.
Well,
they're ginormous.
You know what, man? It was a good game. It was a good tournament, too. There was plenty of drama as it came down to the wire here. I don't think a lot of people had Michigan. Some people did, but you know what? I mean, it certainly was exciting and fun.
Well, I can tell you, 3 people in the bracket where I lost had them. Congratulations to them, even though it was heartbreaking for me. I already had that money spent and already sent back to Visa. So there's...
Well, you
know. It's all right. I'm gonna
move next
on.
Year.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, like my dad always says, go to work.
Right.
That's what he says.
None of those players are showing up to pay your mortgage.
As if I wasn't already teary-eyed about that last night. Oh, gosh. So Artemis II crew, the astronauts, they have set the record for the furthest distance from Earth traveled by human mission.
Did you watch the flyby yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. So the fact that they go dark for 40 minutes and lose all communication, how nerve-wracking is that if you work at NASA and you're just sitting there waiting for them to come back online?
I mean, that's the juice, though, right? That the juice is worth the squeeze. That's the excitement. If there's no danger inherently, then where's all that excitement?
They reported from the dark side of the moon that there was 4 mysterious light bursts. And I guess they say that it's... flashes or asteroids that strike that part of the moon.
Okay.
So that's something I guess we're learning about. We didn't know that space rocks hitting there was a thing. Now we know.
Some of us knew. But okay.
But then I got all teary-eyed because this is the thing. Like it tugs at your heartstrings. And obviously when you send humans up there, there's human emotions. And they did something very sweet.
A number of years ago, we started this journey in our close-knit astronaut family, and we lost a loved one. There's a feature in a really neat place on the moon, and it is on the near side, far side boundary. And so at certain times, moons transit around Earth, we will be able to see this from Earth. And so we lost a loved one. Her name was Carol, the spouse of Reed, the mother of Katie and Ellie. And if you want to find this one, you look at Glushko, and it's just to the northwest of that, and it's a bright spot on the moon.
I don't know why I can't hear that without getting all teary-eyed. So the
Are you
going
to be okay?
Yeah, the wife of Mission Commander Reed Weissman, his wife died of cancer in 2020. She was 46 years old.
Right.
He has two teenage daughters, and you know he was nervous about going on this mission and telling them that he had been selected after they had just lost their mother. So they found this crater thing on the moon. And they have proposed for it to be named after her, Carol, which is beautiful.
It's pretty standard, actually, that when they go up there, the astronauts, they name certain features over loved ones and so forth. Some passed and some not.
It's a very emotional day for me, apparently, I guess.
You're going to be all right.
It's all right. I'm broke. Just when you thought he was gone, he's back.
I can't believe it.
Kanye West is back and everyone's arguing about whether they want him or not.
Yeah.
So he had a new album that came out last week named Bully, debuted number 2 on the Billboard charts. He had 2 sold out shows this past week in L.A., earned $33 million.
In two days.
Highest
two nights.
Grossing single show in live music history.
Is that right?
Yes.
That is wild, man. And he came out and he was like out there for like three and a half hours, right?
Yes. And he brought out his daughter. We're going to get to his daughter, North, in just a second. But you have to remember, like, this guy has had his ups and downs. And back
No. Wait, you can't paint it like that. He's had his ups and downs. He has created his own chaos in his own life. You're making it sound like things happened to him.
Well,
he's made things happen.
He was the it guy for a long time. Uh-huh. And then he started saying absolutely insensitive, terrible things about different groups of people to the point where this past January, he took out an entire ad in the Wall Street Journal to plead for forgiveness after he made all these rampage kind of comments.
I mean, anti-Semitic comments.
Terrible.
Yeah, let's not dance around it.
Right.
He's been saying these terrible things for nearly a decade and aligning himself with people that are known to be, you know, hateful people.
Right.
That's all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he said that he suffered a 4-month-long manic episode of psychotic, paranoid, and impulsive behavior that destroyed his life. I have to believe that you have to have a serious issue to say the terrible things that he said.
Well, listen,
I have to.
Yeah, because the alternative is that he's just a hateful individual.
Correct.
And that, you know, he's whatever. I mean, listen, I don't think there's any question whatsoever about Kanye West has serious mental issues.
Yes.
And you know, he needs and has to stay under treatment or else it's going to be a problem. He's also incredibly brilliant as far as it comes to be an artist.
Well, right. And here's the thing.
I just don't know if I can keep watching.
I was done a long time ago. And,
right.
And I have no intention of going back.
But, I can't believe everybody showed up.
Well, of course, because he has loyal fans. But he's supposed to perform at this London festival, and all the brands are pulling out. Pepsi withdrew. Diageo withdrew.
Right, so, the wireless festival, right?
Yeah.
I heard that the guy who runs it, though, is like, yeah, we're going to do Kanye West.
But, you know,
doing it no matter what.
He's eccentric. There's no doubt he's eccentric. So remember, he's got children with Kim Kardashian, including North, who performed with him at these shows. And she was talking about North and the moment she was born.
She was born, getting born to the song Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
Courtney
God.
And I talk about this all the time. Kanye was DJing, so he put on Bohemian Rhapsody for the moment she came out. And isn't it so her, you know?
I was like, wait. What?
He was DJing in the corner
of the hospital room.
I mean, if you've got idle time, I guess do something with your hands.
And
it's not the worst thing that he could be doing.
Can you imagine you
instead
a DJ
of sending
setup?
Anti-Semitic tweets that, you know, DJing in the corner is better.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Is the baby coming?
Yeah.
How many more pushes?
Will you do the fandango?
The Did you say it's not a terrible choice?
It's not a terrible choice.
This is what you want your baby to be born to?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
It's just, you know, Queen is so many different emotions, and it evokes such a powerful response. I mean, no, I don't think it's a terrible choice.
I don't know.
I think it's kind of a brilliant choice, actually.
All I know is if I was on that bed and I was the one pushing, I'd be like, "What? Turn that off."
Well, you wouldn't want it to be the first time mom heard it. I would say that because she'd be like, what is happening here?
But I guess that it's a part of a whole new thing where people are plotting what their child is born to song-wise. Mm. You pick a song and then when it's go time, they put that song on in the delivery room. And I just want to know what song you chose. Did anybody else do this? 1-800-330-9999.
As long as you didn't choose Kanye.
Right.
As long as you didn't do that.
Yeah. Love him or hate him, Kanye West is back. He had two sold-out shows in L.A., made $33 million. New album, number two on the charts right now.
I wouldn't have been there, but obviously a lot of other people showed up.
And North, his oldest daughter with Kim Kardashian, was on stage with him. Kim always says that she's musically brilliant because Kanye played this song when she was born in the hospital room.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo. Galileo.
1-800-330-9999. If you selected a specific song when your baby was born, what was it and why?
I had on Queen's We Are the Champions. It was like motivating us both to get to the finish line. Let's get this baby out of here and stop the meter on this fee called childbirth here at this hospital. So,
a lot of Queen. Good choice, too. Like almost like rock orchestra stuff.
Yeah, I was playing Queen, We Are the Champions. And I know that might have been a weird song, but it's a motivational, inspirational song for me.
Did you tell her you were going to play that? Or did you just spring it on her while she was pushing?
No, she was kind of busy, so I didn't discuss the playlist information. I just went on and kind of played it.
I'd be so annoyed. I'd be like, what? Busy. Shut that off! I'd be so mad.
It's every emotion with Queen, all right?
Yeah.
It's a rock opera, truly. So, yeah. I don't know. I might get lost in that for a minute. Not the worst choice, I think.
Nina, how about you? What was the song you played during childbirth?
I chose a song. It was my go-to classic. Ooh, baby, 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 baby.
Ooh, baby, 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 baby. Ooh, baby, 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 baby.
Push it real good. Salt and pepper.
That is a good
one. Come on, you got to push it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was good. It kind of made the moment lighter, you know, kind of light, and everybody had fun. Yeah, for a minute.
And you can, like, synchronize your breathing with it.
Push it. Right. Yeah.
Push it real good.
Like CPR?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know? You push it out like
exactly.
You combine
made
your miles
fun.
With it. Yeah.
That song is that really long. People don't realize it's a very long song. If I
you
hope
you have your cardio in order.
I hope you had that baby halfway through
you know?
It.
Yes.
Lydia, what was the song you played during childbirth?
Baby Got Back.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you guys...
Have you heard of it? Yeah, I've heard of Baby Got Back.
Shake it, shake it, shake it,
shake it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby Got Back.
No, but have you seen the Friends episode where they play Baby Got Back for little Emma?
Oh, no.
Oh, so good. I've always wanted to do it.
Okay.
What did the doctors say?
The doctors didn't say much. They they probably judged me behind all their masks, but they didn't say anything.
I mean, doctors like the jams anyways. Anna. It's not like doctors don't have any taste when it comes to music.
I always wonder, like, when you get knocked out,
yes.
You're in the surgery room, what do they put on? Do they put on anything? Because I think some operating rooms do. They play certain music in the background. And what if they're playing 90s hip-hop and Baby Got Back?
The last time I had surgery, when I rolled in, they were listening to EDM.
Wow.
Yeah, they were listening. I was like, okay.
They need the beats.
And then I went to sleep, and I was like, this thing's going to be over in minutes. And it was.
You want to know what kept them going?
That. 138 beats per minute is what I'm guessing.
Who's ready to get rich today?
Oh, that'd be me.
Oh, yeah. There's only two things that you need to do. Up first, turn up your speaker, because according to Gen Z, if you play this song, you're going to become a money magnet today. Yep.
That's surprising.
Yeah, no, keep it louder. Louder.
I didn't expect that one.
Yeah, it's the Matrix hack. A TikToker is swearing by it. They say that if you listen to Anita Ward's 1979 disco hit Ring My Bell, mm-hmm. you'll be rich.
By the end of the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
Well, is there a reason? Is there?
I just told you it's the Matrix hack.
Okay.
Right. So there you
I'm
go.
I'm not sure what that means, but all right.
Means you're going to be rich. It's viral. It's what everybody's doing, and they're blasting that song. Uh-huh. But that's not all you have to do. If you want to secure being rich, you also need to do what the Chinese are doing.
Could changing your profile picture to Kris Jenner bring good luck? The Kardashian momager is quickly becoming the face of good fortune across Chinese TikTok and mainstream social media, where thousands of users have updated their avatars and wallpapers in hopes of channeling some of Jenner's success.
Yeah, I mean, that makes total sense.
Yep, it's just another day. Just another day.
You know what? That makes just about as much sense as when I'm at the baccarat table and somebody's screaming, "Monkey! Monkey!" Mm-hmm. And if they think it works, then that's good, right?
Okay. So what does Kris Jenner have to do with success? She is the epitome of success in Chinese culture. And they're saying that if you post pictures of her on your social media, you change your profile pic to Kris Jenner,
yeah.
you will also have all her success as well.
I mean, there's no doubt that Kris Jenner is obviously very successful.
Yes.
It's just, how does she become the symbol of the movement in China?
I don't know.
Right?
Like, I mean,
I figure
questions.
That there's other people in China that are also pretty successful.
But I figured that if we're going to learn from Kris Jenner, we should pull some of her most influential sayings of all time.
Great.
Don't forget to celebrate all the good times, you know, and the holidays, and make the memories, because the memories are going to last a lifetime.
Okay. What does that have to do with money?
Well, because if you make the memories that last a lifetime, you're going to have money.
How about this?
Right.
A lot of how you live your life and how you succeed in life is who you associate yourself with and who your friends are. Mm. You associate and hang out with people that are like-minded or that you want to be like.
Okay.
And then you go out and do it.
Like Kanye West, Lamar Odom, O.J. Simpson.
Listen,
right. I mean, these are all great choices.
I don't think Kris Jenner chose her children's significant others. I think that she had to say that.
Those rumors are out there, too.
Ray J, right? I believe that. I think they associate yourself with the people you want to be like Kris Jenner.
Right.
Protect your energy. Yeah. Do things with people that you love. Give love. Try to receive the love back. And just be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be.
I mean, that's good advice.
I think I'm doing it wrong because I'm not rich yet. All right? And I'm taking the things that she's saying. I know I'm a little cynical, but maybe I'm doing it wrong. Am I doing it wrong?
On the cover of a magazine, it said that I was drunk and alone. And just for the record, is there a problem with that?
Right.
Well,
all right, wait a minute. That part I did.
Yeah.
That part I did.
Well, when all else fails.
Doing amazing, sweetie. Wow, look at her go.
So change your profile picture to Kris Jenner today and blast this.
Good luck. I hope it works.
We're going to be rich by the end of the day. I feel it.
All right.
I feel it.
Show's over.
Imagine you're so difficult, you make your therapist quit.
Why would you characterize me like that? When you talk to somebody that's seeking to better themselves, like, you shouldn't, you know, gaslight them with words and terminology like that.
Well, I'm just
looking to enhance my life. Make sure that you end up in a safe environment.
Thanks, Raven. I appreciate that.
A caring room with a partner who's here and present for the program.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you going to therapy. I think that it's done wonders. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, I mean, we're still here.
Right. But I don't understand what you did to make your therapist quit the entire industry.
Yeah. So I got a message from my therapist, incidentally, while I was in Las Vegas, and it said that he's going to be winding down his practice. And of course, my immediate thought was, I broke the guy. Like, you know, this is what happened. Because when I found my therapist, it was very difficult to locate one that wants to do in-person therapy nowadays. I didn't need somebody who was just going to, you know, tell me what I wanted to hear or give me three quick fixes. Let's be honest. I'm a work in progress and I require maintenance. Okay. That's the truth when it comes to therapy. And I'm a big believer in therapy. I got no problem saying this out loud, but I called him and I said, Doc, what am I going to do? I mean, this is what he had to say.
Hi, Dr. Tom O'Brien, getting back to you. Yeah. It had nothing to do with you as far as my winding down my practice. It's just, instead of time in life where it's time for me to try working just one job. I think you said something similar to me about yourself one time. the week of Monday the 6th going forward. I'm pretty wide open at the moment because I've been winding things down. Yeah. So when you get a chance, give me a call. If you have a date, let me know. And I'll call back and confirm. Take care.
Today's the day. Hold on. Right here. I want you to read through the tea leaves.
I have a lot.
He's taking advice from me as far as winding down. He's had too much of this therapy thing.
Hold on.
He's going to work only one job. And today is my last appointment. It's the last time I'm ever going to get to talk to him.
Can I ask questions?
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
One, is he older?
But I don't have any answers.
Okay. Is he older?
Or maybe a couple years older, but I wanted him to be in this age range. I didn't want him to be 70, and I didn't want him to be 10 years younger than me either, because he has to understand the actual things I'm going through in life. That when I'm crazy, he can say, hey, Raven, that's crazy. You can't say that out loud, and I'll believe him.
Okay, so he's not old.
Yes.
What is his other job?
I don't know.
Is he a sous chef? What is it?
I don't know what else he does. Maybe he does therapy for somebody else, and he moonslights. I don't know.
No, it's like whatever the other job is, mechanic.
Whatever, it pays better, and it's not worth the trouble. It should stay being a therapist.
He doesn't have to deal with crazy people like you.
I've never seen grease under his fingers, so I don't think he's a mechanic. That would be great, because everybody always needs a good mechanic, but he's a good therapist.
Marketing? You think he works in marketing?
I don't know.
Maybe he's a bank teller?
You know what? Importantly, here's the thing. If this is the last appointment I'm ever going to get with the guy, what do I ask him? What do I do? What am I going to do moving forward?
It's a good question, because I don't have an answer to that.
Great.
If you have any tips for Raven finding a therapist, you can certainly call. We're going to try to explore this as he winds down his practice. Imagine that he's just ghosting Raven. He's not winding down anything. Can you imagine?
He's just moving his office. Okay, yeah. So he doesn't have to see me kind of changing the locks.
And his phone number.
It's true. There's been less furniture in the office when I've come there the last couple
times. He's like, how am I
going
to get rid of this dude? He's like, I know what I'll do. I'll tell him that I'm going back to being a mechanic. Wait, if you have any advice, 1-800-330-9999. Yeah. Bonus points if you're a psychologist, but we're going to explore this over the next few days, especially today as you meet him for the last time.
I'm only half joking. Like, honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do moving forward. It's not a good time for me. If you run into me in 10 days, be gentle.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is a PSA if you haven't been to a bridal or baby shower lately. Don't make the same mistake I did. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I'm at that age now where all my friends are married, but our kids are still little, so I don't go to a lot of weddings anymore.
Sure.
So our babysitter is getting married. Dakota is going to be a flower girl. I adore Lindsay with all my heart, and I was so excited to go to her bridal shower.
Yeah.
But I had no idea that they don't open gifts anymore at bridal showers.
No, It's a thing, man. They don't really do it anymore, and it's a discussion or a disagreement everyone that I'm around.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I had no idea. I'm sitting in the car, and I'm with the girls, and Hayden's like, Ma, nobody's walking in with gifts. I'm like, that's weird. So I call my best friend, Danielle. I'm like, Dan, are you almost here yet? And she's like, yeah. I go, you got a gift, right? She goes, no, you send it to the house now. I go, what? She was like, yeah, nobody brings gifts anymore. I had no clue. And then I saw this viral reel.
My mom was like, did Gigi get good gifts at the baby shower? And I was like, oh, she didn't open them. And my mom was like, what? What's the point of a baby shower? And I was like, Kathy, nobody opens gifts anymore. Like, not baby showers, not wedding, bridal showers. And she was like, that is diabolical.
I'll tell you right now, if my daughter calls me Kathy, there's a problem. All right now, with your education and your generational differences, you call me mom until the day you die, regardless. But, you know, and I could see that you would be in an embarrassing situation because, as you said, I know that you care deeply for Lindsay. She's been a part of your family for a very long time. So I know that you probably wanted to be generous, too. So now not only are you bringing a gift when you weren't supposed to.
Right. It wasn't one
bag. But it's like a stack.
No, it was. Lindsay's super short, right?
Yeah.
So Paul made me get, not on top of all the other gifts, a stepladder.
Yeah.
So the stepladder came in this
to
box.
Be funny?
No, so she could reach the second level in the kitchen of the pantry. Like, so she could reach the top of the pantry.
Oh, man.
So we had it like a sled with filled with gifts. To the point where Hayden and I had to hold it together.
And it feels a little look at me, Louie, too,
oh,
when you're walking
gosh.
In there. How that must have been humiliating.
It was so embarrassing. Lindsay, are you there?
Mm. Hi.
It's me and Raven. Was there a disagreement or a discussion with your mom, Lindsay, about whether or not you were going to open gifts at the bridal shower?
Actually, no. I knew I wasn't going to, but I don't know if she knew that, because I think there's been a shift lately with how things are done.
I'm telling you, it's a generational shift, Anna.
Yeah, no, I know, because I walked in and I was humiliated because me and Hayden were carrying a sled filled with gifts, and we were the only ones bringing gifts in.
I think it was hilarious. Funny story.
All right, well, I'm sorry I didn't know the new rules, Lindsay.
That's okay. I didn't know them either, but I kind of like it.
Thank goodness we did the purse game, though. That was good.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah. I love that purse game. I had like 3 passports and scrunchies and all kinds of stuff in my purse just in case I could win a candle.
Why would you carry your passports?
Because they're always worth 15 points when you go to bridal showers on the card. But anyway, you know, it's funny because I was talking to Lindsay's mom at the shower about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she didn't know either we weren't opening gifts.
It's probably best that way, because if she knew ahead of time, there would have been an argument. Would have been a disagreement.
My mom would 100% have made me open every single gift at my bridal shower.
No, we go back and forth with this right now with my daughter-in-law and my wife.
So what do you think? Let's do 5 calls says it all. Should you still have to open the gifts at the showers, maybe bridal shower or baby shower? 1-800-330-9999. 5 calls says it all. Should you still open gifts at bridal and baby showers? I went to my babysitter's bridal shower a couple weeks ago. I haven't been to a shower in a long time. I was walking in with the girls. Had no clue that everybody just sends the gifts to the house. I felt like such a fool walking in with all these gifts. I was the only one.
You know what? I mean, honestly, first world problems, but a little bit embarrassing, right? Because
right.
It does feel when you're walking in and nobody else has done it, you're like, look at me. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I wish I hadn't.
What do you think? 5 calls says it all. Should they still open gifts? We are so polarized on our social media at Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. Mary, what do you think?
Absolutely. And then what do? You can't do the little hat if you don't open gifts.
I know. No, it's a real problem that I have, because I kept telling Dakota, my little one, that she was going to help make the hat. And the whole time she's like, Ma, when are we going to make the hat? When are we going to make the hat? And I didn't have the heart to tell her that there's no bows here, so we're not making a hat anymore.
There's not going to be any hat. That's
no.
Right.
It was
no
terrible.
No bow plate, no bow hat, whatever you're going with. Nope, it's over.
No.
Deb, tell us. 5 calls says it all. Should they still be opening gifts at the bridal shower or baby shower?
I think that you should do the kind where you don't have to wrap them. You put them on a table, and if people really do want to see them, then they can. But nobody has to sit around watching them be opened.
Nadine wrote that on our Facebook
page,
too.
Display shower or something like that.
Okay. It's called a display shower, where you don't wrap them, and then you just walk around the table and take a look, like you're basically shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond in 2017.
Exactly.
Except
so
you don't
if you really
want
to see them, you can, but most people don't want to, so.
Thanks for the call. Okay, it's interesting.
$40 on wrapping paper.
I mean, it's funny. You could just leave a list of stuff that you got. Hey, by the way, guys, I got everything on the registry. Sure, appreciate you.
Laura, 5 calls says it all. Still opening gifts at showers?
I like opening the gifts, but I get the logistical nightmare of having to bring them home, like especially if you're at a restaurant or something.
But that's why
I do know about five. Years ago, everybody was wrapping them in just plastic clear bags, so they were wrapped, brought to the place, but you could see what they were.
I mean, listen, okay, the C and the display thing, though. I mean, why put it in a clear plastic bag?
Because it's a thing, because everyone can see what it is.
Just carry it in at that point. And you're right. Without us having to come and pick up the gifts, right, and take the food back, then there's nothing for us to do whatsoever.
100%. Like, that's the point, is that the husband comes at the end of the shower to collect the gifts and wave to all the women.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Do I sound 1,000?
Hey, Amanda, help us settle this. Opening gifts at the bridal shower or the wedding shower, still a thing or no?
Okay, so I'm a young bride. I just got married in August, and I did open gifts at my shower. I was surprised by my shower, which I also know is not the thing anymore. But I feel like if people are coming together to celebrate you and a milestone, that you should be acknowledging anything you're lucky enough that they bring you.
Oh, this is an agreeable bride. Congratulations.
I like that.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. She's rare.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Lexi, 5 calls says it all. Should they still open gifts at these showers?
I opened presents at my bridal shower, not my baby shower.
Okay.
It gets boring, and people are talking during it, and it's fine. I put a little cute rhyme to just keep things in clear wrapping, and then everything was on display.
Hmm. You know what, Lexi? I feel like at no point during the party should anyone feel like they're being held captive, as if they're stuck there. And if that's the bride, then that's not good. If it's the mom, that's not good. And if you're the guest, it's not good. You're right. Like, people want to talk and hang out and have a good time.
It's not a jail. Just have a piece of cake.
People want to socialize and drink and chat, so let them do that.
I'm not sure we actually decided what was right. I think more people agree that they should continue to open the gifts or at least have them on display somewhere. National average gas price right now for regular is $4.14. Mid-grade is $4.65.
Here's what I'm doing. I've been beating the whole thing. You know how I'm doing it? I'm just not going to fill up.
I was about to say, he's walking around on your bike.
I'm just hoping it'll be better the day that I actually have to do that, which is going to be tomorrow. Guess what? Don't think it's going
to
be.
We're on a quest to see who has the cheapest gas in the nation, and what are they doing that they can be so cheap?
All right, let's start with South Hutchinson, Kansas.
Thanks for calling Love's Travel Stops, the home of clean places and friendly faces. Press 1 if you're a professional driver who needs emergency roadside assistance. Press 2 for all other calls. Or press pound to hear these options again.
For quality assurance purposes,
it's only two options.
This call is being recorded or monitored.
But if you need to hear them again, oh, man.
Thanks for calling Love, Store 703 in South Hutch. This is Ken. How may I help you?
Hey, Ken. Hey, Ken, how much is gas today?
Give me just a second.
Sure.
Diesel or gas?
Regular gas, 87, unleaded. I'm going to go as cheap as I can go.
Okay, hang on, just a second.
1 second,
bro. I love it. Ken is fully in.
Gotta go look outside.
$2.95.
Ken, tell me, it's the Anna and Raven show here. How come your gas is so much cheaper than everybody else? I mean, that's a great price.
Because we're a great company.
What else do you have there besides gas? Do you have any snack foods or anything like that in there?
Oh, yeah. It's like a little convenience store.
What's your favorite as far as, like, nobody's watching? I'm going to take one of these right now off the griddle.
I can't really talk. I got a lot of customers, but... Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, probably out the door because the gas is so cheap.
That's true. I appreciate your time, Ken. Thanks.
Yeah.
Let's try Durant, Oklahoma.
Good morning, Murphy's.
Can you tell me, how much is gas today?
What kind?
Regular unleaded, 87. I just need enough to get down to the road.
Okay.
You know how it is nowadays, right? Like, you just, whatever I can get. If the engine will run on it, that'll work for me.
Well, it's $2.94.
Okay.
And it's been that for a few days now.
That's a fantastic price. What's your name?
My name is Judy.
Judy, this is Anna and Raven. How come your gas is so much cheaper there?
Because of the quantity we sell, we can buy bigger quantity. Okay. We get gas deliveries every day, twice a day sometimes.
Wow, really? Seriously? That's a lot. Mm-hmm. Does everybody come in and eat and hang out there too, or what? Do you have like food or what?
No, we don't. No. No, no, no.
We're just
a store, and we're just an outside. So we have snacks and stuff, but no, there's no restaurant here. It's just a store.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
To buy gas and pick up snacks.
And that's
What's the number one selling snack that you have?
The number one selling snack?
Yeah, like you see, you're moving a lot of them.
It's going to be, I don't know. Well, Doritos are on sale right now.
Oh.
We do sell a lot of chips, but our number one selling item is going to probably be Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
It's a good one.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's good to know.
An acquired taste.
We sell a lot of Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
You said you're like a busy station. How many cars do you think go in and out in trucks every day?
Grand or more.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
No wonder why your gas is so
cheap. You probably have a line right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too deep in some of them. I got four lanes, and I'm too deep in some of them.
Well, we're going to let you go. We just wanted to call and say, hey, is it okay if we share this? I'd love talking to you.
No problem. Go ahead, share that.
Thank you, dear. Have a great day. See, there's still bargains out there. It sounds like a nice place to stop, Anna.
Michigan beat UConn last night in the NCAA finals. With us is one of the Michigan students, Haneen. Did you not even go to sleep last night? Are you just still awake from partying all night?
We went to sleep actually pretty late, so I did get like a couple hours of sleep.
That's a college thing, because I can't survive.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today, taking it all in as champs now?
It was a surprise to even us. They genuinely pulled through and got us the national title. It was insane. South University, it was lit like 2 days ago. Everyone raided the streets. People foresaw the win, and I was walking across campus to get to my classes and stuff, and there were people like camping outside like the bars, like
nice.
With tents. But after we won, people just raided the streets and started like taking signs off. Someone even like took off a parking meter.
Right.
And he just passed through the crowds, and people were like lighting, I think, a TV on fire.
No,
and
nice.
Fireworks
right.
and everything just amongst the crowd. So it was crazy.
I mean, not you. You weren't doing that, right?
No, of course. If you brought your tent to the bar to set up the day before, that's good planning. After, if you thought you were collecting that tent, that's just a fool's game. Right. It's on fire. Sorry. It's on fire next to the parking meter that person's randomly walking down the street with.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Well, congratulations to you and everybody at Michigan.
Yeah, have fun.
Thank you. Will do.
Why does Gary have his hands in Leanne Rimes' mouth? That's what we have to figure out right now. Gary Lineham is from Human Garage. You can find them online at humangarage.net. Gary, you went completely viral with the video of you putting your hands in Leanne Rimes' mouth and then her releasing some kind of stress and just crying. What the heck was happening in this video?
Right.
Yeah. What we're doing is we're releasing trapped stress and trauma that's in the body. You know, Leanne's had a pretty tumultuous life, to say the least, and great as well. So she's held a lot of trauma, and what we're doing is releasing it.
I got to tell you, Gary, the first thing that I heard when we were having this conversation, I said, there's no way I'm letting this dude put his hands in my mouth. But then, you know, now to find out that you're the one with your hands in Leanne Rimes' mouth, I've always loved her. So maybe we can work this out.
And you do it for free?
I used to have a clinic. I charge people quite a bit of money to come see me, a lot of elite professional athletes, celebrities. We actually teach people how to heal their own body. The reason I was working with Leanne is because she's been doing our fascial maneuvers program, which resets the nervous system. She'd been doing it for a long time. And she called and said, you know, I'm stuck at this one area. And I'm like, I would definitely want to help. I help people who are helping themselves. That's my journey, and that's why I don't charge.
When we talked about this last week when it first went viral, I watched an online tutorial on YouTube on how to do this.
Yeah, she loves to do things on her own.
And I shoved my hands in my mouth, and I pushed where it told me to push. It still hurts. Like, I don't know what I did, but I pushed too hard, and it hurts. Like, can an average person do this to themselves without injuring themselves?
Yeah. What you're looking at is a practitioner version, which is controlled. I've done this thousands of times. And what you can do, though, is like we have a jaw release that you can just search on YouTube for free. You just do it to whatever your capabilities or capacity is.
And everyone keeps talking about...
You clicked on the wrong video and broke your face.
I did. I almost broke my face.
Amazing. That's great. I guess we should have talked to Gary first.
So fascia, the big word I keep seeing over and over is fascia, how it reduces stress and releases tension, and it makes you look younger and feel younger and all those things. What is a fascia, and how do you know if you have a problem with yours?
Almost every problem that you have is connected to your fascia, because your fascia connects everything in your body. Every nerve, tendon, gland, bone, organ is connected in this interweb. And this interweb is intelligent, has a brain of its own called an interstitium. We didn't know much about it, really, scientifically, until 2017, and lots of science came out. And fascia is what makes it, holds the emotional connection in our body, and it sends the signals between all of our other systems. That's why it's so important, and we just overlooked it.
Can you see this on a scan? Or is it a mythical creature like a unicorn that lives inside my soul?
No, you can actually see it on a scan. I mean, we don't just work in trauma. We work with the most elite athletes on the planet. The world's starting to catch up, but this is not new. This is something that we've been doing even back in our clinical practice in Los Angeles back to 2014.
Okay. This is wild stuff here.
It's fascinating because, you know, after we talked about it on the air, I had a listener send me a bunch of DMs about what I had right and what I had wrong. And this is something I didn't know anything about, Gary.
Right.
Like, I had no idea that this was a thing. I've seen a lot of the Instagram reels where you see people release, and it's like all of a sudden they're like, ah! And they start crying.
Yeah, did that happen to you? Did that happen to you?
No. How do I make that happen? I would like that. I would like that.
Well, trauma comes out in the most unsuspecting ways. And It's basically stored stress over time. And if there's lots of stress, then your body can't process the emotions or the incidents that happen. And then it just builds up over time. I'll tell you, Leanne has been doing these fascial maneuvers, these self-care routines, for some time to help her sing and perform. When you work with somebody, you're going to have an accelerated experience. And that's why we have coaches all over the world that are starting up right now. Because even though you do it yourself, and our practice is to take care of yourself, every once in a while, it helps to get an acceleration from a coach.
All right. You want to learn more about Gary? A lot of this is free on your website. You can check it out and watch these videos and learn yourself. Go to humangarage.net. Gary, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Such a pleasure.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by Brickhouse Nutrition. Looking for weight loss results without the injections? The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean to support appetite control, healthy blood sugar, and burn fat without painful injections. Get started at TakeLean.com and use code ANNA for 20% off. TakeLean.com. Oh, Maggie, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but go ahead. Explain what's going on.
Okay, well, I want to tell my 4-year-old niece that nuggets and burgers are from animals. I'm a vegetarian. I'm horrified that my sister has purposely not told her daughter that she's eating animal meat when she's like eating these burgers and nuggets and turkey sandwiches. And I don't know. I just feel like it's wild. I feel like we have to be honest with kids. And I know my sister, she thinks that if her daughter knew, then she wouldn't want to eat any of it. But I think that we need to be real with our kids and let them know what they're eating.
All right. And Brendan, I'm going to guess you have a real problem with Maggie getting in the middle of this, huh?
I love my wife so much, but this is just not the territory. She is so strong-willed. She loves animals so much, but we're talking about a 4-year-old. They don't have the concept of morality yet to care animal meat. I'm more afraid what happens if she tells our niece this, and the niece is like, okay, and just walks off. Is this going to keep being an issue? But the actual part is, my sister is also extremely strong-willed. There were definitely times I remember the whole house melting down over arguments between her and their parents.
Okay. So obviously, if Maggie tells your sister that she doesn't approve, or tells your niece directly, and then your niece brings it up to your sister, which of course she's going to do, because that would, you know, be the thing to do with your parents, this is going to be an argument, is what you're saying. This is going to be a problem, as I would imagine that it could be.
I'm just begging, tell my sister first, and then have a conversation about it.
Wait a minute, Maggie, this isn't even your sister, it's Brendan's sister?
Well, I mean, she's my sister by marriage.
No, I know. I get that, but you're nuts. You are out of your mind. You want to start a war with your family? it's your own sister. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand it, but I could see that more.
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's your place to go talking to a 4 or 5-year-old about this, you know, kids about this, without talking to their parents first. I mean, because obviously the part of the story that has the impact on somebody is the shock value, is that you're eating an animal that has, in fact, been harvested for you to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if a 4-year-old's prepared for that. Like, I mean,
I know a lot of young children that won't eat those foods because they don't like that it comes from animals, and some that it doesn't faze them in the least bit.
Right. But, I mean, wouldn't it be up to your mom or dad whether or not to tell that story?
Yes, of course. But you want to know what? Maggie, there may be people that agree with you. If you feel like lying to a child is lying to a child, and you feel like your niece deserves to know the truth, is it your place to tell her?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I don't know. When can you overstep your boundaries as a family member? Maggie and Brendan. Brendan's sister, they have a 4-year-old niece who they love very much. Maggie loves her. But Maggie is a vegan, and she feels that it is incredibly unfair that her sister-in-law doesn't let her niece know that when she's eating chicken nuggets and hot dogs, that she's eating meat.
Mm.
She hides it from her because she feels like her niece will then be strange and not want to eat it. And Maggie says, I'm going to tell her. She deserves to know the truth.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, Brendan is just like, first, you can't go to a four-year-old and explain this to him because they just don't. That's not part of their decision-making process at this point. And you have to talk to my sister first before you would do anything. Listen, as an aunt or an uncle or somebody that, you know, spends time watching over a child that you care about, obviously you want them to learn as much as they can, right? Yeah, and you want to be honest with them and answer their questions when they have them. But it's something different when you're going to raise a subject to them of this nature, right?
Yeah. What do you think? Does she have any right to do this? 1-800-330-9999. Rebecca?
110% Brandon. It's, first off, not her biological sister. So the drama she would start will literally cause divide in the family. And it's not her child. It's one thing to have an adult-to-adult conversation, but to involve a child in it that's not hers is no.
It does feel a bit inappropriate, right?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Does an aunt have any right to override what a mother has decided is best for her child? And that's what's going on between Maggie and Brendan. Brendan's sister, she has a four-year-old daughter, their niece. Mm. And Maggie loves her so much. But Maggie's a vegetarian, and she thinks it's outrageous that her sister-in-law doesn't tell her niece that chicken nuggets, hot dogs, burgers are all made from meat. And she believes that if her niece knew the truth, she would not eat them. And she says it's not fair that she's lying to her, and I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, I mean, that just seems like a lot, right? And Brendan is like, this is terrifying to me because both my wife, Maggie, and my sister are both strong-willed women. And this is a situation that will just be explosive. I want you to imagine that you don't have an opinion on this one way or the other, right, whatsoever. But, you know, you have two topics that people are incredibly passionate about, right? You know, when you have a vegan belief, it is a belief. It's not just about taste. It is a belief, right? And when you have your child 100%, obviously that is the thing that you are most protective of on the planet. So imagine those two things going head to head.
Does Maggie have any right to step in and talk to her niece about this?
I'm scared right now.
1-800-330-9999. Dawn, whose side are you on?
Oh, I am definitely on the husband's side. She needs to mind her business.
I mean, it seems like a pretty big move with your sister-in-law, right? Like, I mean, if she had that kind of relationship with her own sister, that'd be one thing. But, you know, wow. Wow.
Even still, even if it was my sister.
Yeah.
You mind your business. You come talk to me and let me make my decisions.
Jessica, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, and I disagree with him that kids don't have any morality. My daughter stopped eating fish and seafood at age 3 because she didn't like the fact that she was eating an animal.
Hmm. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Never eaten chicken or beef.
Roseanne, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on the dad's side, and I think, it's not your sister, and B, it's not your child.
I agree. Like, you can have your opinion. Oh, you can't get in the middle of what a mom has decided to do for her child.
It seems like it's delicate ground, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, it's got shock value to begin with. And then second off, I mean, it's not your child. It's not your household. Not your place. Stay in your lane, lady.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Brendan, our audience agreed with you today. Maggie, it is not your place. It's not. I mean, we sure you love your niece and you want her to know the truth, and there will become a time, trust me, well, she will learn. But that information has to come from her parents, and it's not your position to do that.
I mean, look, I am interested in the feedback. I appreciate it. It's just something I'm going to have to really think about.
Yeah. Brendan, I wish you luck. I mean, it's like walking through a minefield right here. It's plenty common for our spouses to have some sort of conflict with our family. We don't expect them to agree on everything. But something where you're going to the next level and you're talking to somebody else's children, Maggie, I just don't know if I can agree with that. Brendan, good luck.
Yeah, this is like the time where I promised my nieces and nephews that I would buy them the outdoor trampoline because my cousin said no. And then I had to tell them I wasn't allowed to because she lost her mind.
Right.
Sometimes you have to, like, know your place. And even if you want to be the favorite aunt and the aunt and all that.
They don't belong to you.
No, they don't. But I'm still going to get them that trampoline eventually. I'm going to wear those parents. Don't worry, guys.
When they're 18, that's different.
Zia's on it.
Brendan, good luck, man.
I think you'll be fine. They love her as an aunt. They already trust her to do all the babysitting. Just listen to the audience, please.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$2,000 is the cash jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Lucas, you ready to play?
I'm ready. All right.
Let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. $2,000, man. Here we go.
Okay. Let's wait for that door to close so Raven can't hear us. We are in a soundproof studio. Lucas, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Sounds good.
Feeling confident?
I'm feeling confident.
I like that, Lucas. Let's do it. Number one, Jack Black and what other famous Jack rocked the SNL opening monologue this past weekend?
Oh, I saw this. Jack White?
Number two, despite the questionable reviews, Super Mario Galaxy movie had a huge opening weekend with $372 million. What letter is on Mario's red hat?
M.
Number three, Lisa Kudrow says that no one cared about her and that she was the 6th friend on the show Friends. She sang a song on the show titled Smelly What?
I mean, I love this show. She'd be so mad. Smelly Cat.
And number four, the Michigan Wolverines beat UConn last night to win the NCAA championship. What's the capital of Michigan?
Lansing?
Time. I got to look back to see if it made it. Hold on.
I was hoping I did. Okay.
I don't know if it's... I got to check. All right. Number 5. After The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ends on May 21st, it's going to be replaced with Comics Unleashed with what host?
David Letterman?
All right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Hold on. I got to look back. Okay. Yeah. 4 out of 5 for Lucas.
Pretty good. Here we go. Big money, man. Let's see how I do.
Number one. Jack Black and what other famous Jack rocked the SNL opening monologue this past weekend?
Jack White.
Yep. Number two, despite the questionable reviews, Super Mario Galaxy movie had a huge opening weekend with $372 million.
That's crazy, right?
What? No, it's not crazy because, like, you want a family movie, all the kids want to go see it, you bring them to see the movie.
And it feels deeply attached to this movie because she has plumbers in her family and other reasons that's
no,
like crazy.
No, because I have 2 uncles named Mario and Luigi.
All right.
And so, no one ever believes that's real, but it is.
It's a real thing. What? One of them's a plumber, too, right?
No.
All right, never mind.
No, Uncle Mike's a plumber.
All right, Uncle Mike.
Yeah. What letter is on Mario's red hat?
That'd be M, right?
Yes. Number three, Lisa Kudrow says that no one cared about her, and she was the quote-unquote 6th friend on the show Friends.
Is she wrong?
I don't think so. I think that I disagree, but I could understand if she felt like that.
Right. I was a casual. I never watched the show, so casually on the outside, I did feel like she was the extra.
She sang a song on the show titled Smelly What?
Smelly Cat.
Yep.
Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat.
It's one of the few things I know about that show.
Number four, the Michigan Wolverines beat UConn last night to win the NCAA championship. What is the capital of Michigan?
Lansing.
And number five, after The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ends on May 21st, it will be replaced with Comics Unleashed with what host?
I saw this yesterday. I don't know.
Byron Allen.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who this dude is. He's a comedian. He owns 1 million different media networks, including the Weather Channel.
I was going to say, he's involved in other stuff. I know him from something else.
Yeah. He also sued McDonald's, I think, and got like $1 billion. I don't know.
I don't know him from that.
Yeah. All right. So you guys tied it 4 today, Lucas. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I'm Lucas, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that chip, bro. Good game, man. $2,100 tomorrow, Anna.